Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
We do need to get out a little bit and do a little bit of exercise. So that's been good. And I know that you just had a nice bike ride.
I had a fantastic bike ride.
Yesterday or the day before, right?
Well, I did it twice, and I'm slightly ashamed I hadn't done it before because I'd done many parts of it. But I'd never done the whole thing. There is the Northeast Riverine Loop. Northeast Riverine Loop. You can Google it, look it up. NParks has a wonderful PDF of the whole map on their sites and so on. And it is a glorious bike ride. And I think I'm like many other people in Singapore where I'm trying to exercise more because it gives me a legitimate, justifiable reason to go outside sensibly, following all the social distancing guidelines. And also, here's the kicker. The good thing about cycling is you literally can't interact with anybody else for the most part, unless you're colliding with people. You know, you're moving, well, you should be moving slightly quicker than a jogger and a walker. So I'm not anywhere near anybody. So I went out, I think it was Tuesday, and I thought, let's have a look. And it starts near my place. So I kicked off at the Sungai Serangoon Reservoir, which is the park connector that connects the Sungai Serangoon, the river, to Lorong Halus. So I did that. That's about 3K. And then I turned, and then I went straight over up to Punggol Promenade. Everyone knows that area where the horses used to be and so on. Mm-hmm. And this was the new part that I'd never been before. Normally, once I get to Punggol, I turn around and come back. I've only ever gone slightly further because they have a National Heritage Board information panel about the Suk Ching massacre, which sounds a bit macabre, but I take visitors to see it.
It's important because
it's very graphic and you can literally visualize this is the spot where the Chinese men were led out and so on by the Japanese. So I kept going past that, and this is the new territory for me. And it goes round the back. So if you think of Singapore like a diamond, you're in the northeastern tip of the island, and you're following the sea the whole way. Mm. No cars, no traffic, no people, and by Singapore standards, relatively undeveloped. Long term, it will be.
Yeah.
When that Punggol Digital District goes up.
Get me started.
Yeah, before then. So still relatively green, lots of wildlife. Yeah. And because at the moment our poor migrant workers are resting, there's not as much grass cutting going on. The Prime Minister pointed out that we have to accept that, you know, these
things are going to get a little bit ragged looking.
The blue-collar maintenance jobs will have to be prioritised.
Right.
And I'm loving it. Yeah. The lalang grass, the elephant grass is growing in places like Bangkok. The birds are nesting. It's glorious.
Yeah.
So around the back of that, into Sengkang Riverside Park, another beautiful spot. And then the bit I hadn't done before, it goes around the back, and I didn't even know you could do this because you certainly couldn't 10 years ago. It goes around the back of Lorong Buangkok, the only kampong left on mainland Singapore.
Mm.
And it's so isolated now, and it's so covered by lalang grass, by the towering HDB blocks, that if you ask most Singaporeans, Glenn, and I have done this because I've written about it, I even made a documentary there, a lot of Singaporeans think it's already gone.
I thought it was.
Exactly.
I thought it was gone years ago.
Really hasn't.
But nobody's living there, right?
They are.
They are still.
There's about 20, I think it's about 60, don't quote me, but I think it's about 50 or 60 residents still there.
Why did I think they had closed it down like 10 years ago?
I don't know, but it's a common, I think it was earmarked to go.
Right.
And then it got a stay of execution.
Huh. Awesome.
There's about 20 or 30 kampongs still there. And now that the Riverine Loop goes behind it, you can cycle along the back of it that I know never used to be there.
Mm.
Because slight tangent, when I wrote one of my earlier books back in 2006, I went to the kampong and this lovely man, I can still see his face, a Malay chap in his 40s, took me around the biggest house I'd ever been in my life, you can imagine, and walked me to the back of the stream where he used to do some fishing. And his dog, he'd let the dog into the stream and the dog would pull out fish. And the dog would also catch snakes for him. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, now that bit has been cut off and it's part of the park connector. So you can cycle around the back of the Buangkok kampong, which I didn't know you could, and you can see it all. You can see the houses, the kampong. And the important part, you're not disturbing them.
Yeah.
Because I'm very much aware of, I'm not going to call it this, but in parts of Thailand and Vietnam and Malaysia, this would be called poverty tourism. Mm. These people are not poverty stricken, yeah. but you get the point I'm making. Yeah. I don't want to go there and stare at people, which right. is sometimes but I want to see the heritage.
Yeah.
So you can go around the back and it's great. The only issue I would say, and I'm going to bring my wife into this, it's all her fault, is that when you get to the back of the kampong at Bangkok, you've done about 22, 23 kilometers. You've only got about 4 or 5 kilometers left, and it ends at Pongal Park, which happens to be opposite my place. So you literally do an entire loop to my front door. It's wonderful. But the last part, and it really is only like 2 kilometers, you're still on a park connector, but you're going along the road. But you're on the path, you know. And full credit to whoever, LTA, SLA, NParks, all the bodies getting together to open up this brand new, they've carved out a brand new asphalt tarmac path just for cyclists. So you're not mingling with pedestrians, you're not in anybody's way.
No, that's good.
Left side pedestrians, trees in the middle, right side cyclists. Mm. Did my wife stop moaning? You said it was all rivers. You said it was all sea. I'm going next to buses. I don't want to be next to buses. This is just like going down the street. Oh, would you shut up? Then I got my daughter. Daddy, my back aches, Daddy. I'm next to the buses, Daddy. It's too many this, Daddy. So I'm just warning people. For about 2 kilometers.
Don't go cycling with Neil's family.
Yeah. Don't go with my wife. Basically, that's it. Just don't cycle with my wife is all I would say. And definitely don't do it for the 2 kilometer stretch. And that is all it is. It's a short 2 kilometer bit that takes you right past IMH, you know, the Institute of Mental Health.
Mm.
Then you turn right and then you're at Pongal Park and you're back. So there's one small part, 2 kilometers, where you're on the road. It's completely separated from pedestrians and cars. You're still on the path. You're still safe. But
maybe you should have driven, maybe you should have ridden straight into the IMH there.
Oh, drop them off. Just drop them off. I've got two for you. The two, I don't need to, you've seen them, right? Yeah, the one who won't shut up.
It was either you were going to have to go in or they were going to have to go in.
But the best part, right, I shouldn't make fun of my wife because it was so funny. Because this is, I swear, hand on heart, this is absolutely true.
So just make it easier for her to socially distance from you when you get home today.
This is so funny, right? She's been whining at me for a kilometer and she's, where are we going? Where are we going? And I said, look, you know this road. It was Bangkok Green. It leads into Ang Mo Kio. You know this road, right? When she drives, she has a car.
Yeah.
Just imagine you're substitute the bicycle for a car psychologically and just go home. So imagine you're in a, just go straight. Right? I swear it was a comedy skit. I pointed, I went, just go straight. As I pointed and said, go straight, she turned left and started going towards IMH. So I said, Abby Rose, my daughter, said, she's gone left. Just leave her. Just let her go. So I called her back and I said, go straight. I said, follow the traffic of Bangkok Green. Why on earth did you turn left? She said, well, technically, Bangkok Green, when you said go straight, veered to the right. So technically, going straight meant going to IMH. And I said, I should have just left you. You should have just gone to IMH. But that aside, my wife aside, It is wonderful. And think about this, Glenn, right? Where else in the world could you, in a city, cycle for 24 out of 26 kilometers and not see a single car?
Yeah.
Be surrounded by wildlife.
That's awesome.
And rivers and sea. And, I mean, it's just glorious. And peace and tranquility and hardly anyone around. Wonderful. I can't recommend it enough. The Northeast Riverine Loop. You can, not at the moment, but when it's up and running, you can hire bicycles along the way. There's a vendor at Pongal Park. There's one or two others along the route. Look it up on the NParks website. Absolutely wonderful. 26K of pure bliss. And you've had a good week as well, right?
Yeah, I've been out and about, you know, just by myself and early in the morning trying to get some exercise. And I live in the middle of town now, and I, for many years I have not been up to Mount Sophia, which people know is just up behind Plaza Singapura area, and I went up there yesterday for the first time in many years, and I'd forgotten at the very top is what's called Mount Emily Park.
Yep,
which is if you take Mount Sophia Road up the hill. it eventually ends up into kind of Wilkie, Upper Wilkie, up in that area. And so when I got home, I forgot what it was like up there. And I went up there. It's such a lovely park. Of course, the kids' stuff is, you know, all taped off. You can't go on the park part of it. But when I went home, I Googled it and was reminded that it was the site of one of the first reservoirs in Singapore in the 1880s.
Yeah.
And then by 1920, the reservoir was no longer required, and they converted it into one of the first public swimming pools in Singapore. So you've got this beautiful flat area at the top of the hill, which I'm sure back in those days must have been just beautiful, a nice view out across the orchards and all the stuff. And there's a gate there that is one of the structures you'll see is the entrance kind of shelter. And on this particular rock is an emblem of the coat of arms of Singapore that was granted to the what was called the Municipal Commission by the College of Heralds in 1948.
Oh, wow.
So it's the Majula Singapura actual crest, but it's done in it's done in porcelain.
Oh, yes, yes,
painted
beautiful
porcelain.
Beautiful, yeah.
And the original one from 1948. So it's a beautiful spot. Anyway, I just had forgotten what a nice little place, if you are in the middle of town, that is to walk up to and walk around. And there were some parents up there with their little kids just walking and running around. Also, if you are into exercise, it's one of the few places where there are lots of stairs. You can do a good,
yes,
you can do a lot of good sets of stairs if that's part of your workout routine, because they do have lots of stairs going up and down to get up to the park. And
if anyone
Mount
listening
Emily Park
hadn't been there, would nearest MRT, I'm guessing, is obviously Dhoby Ghaut. Then you
Dhoby
can
Ghaut
walk up,
yep,
behind,
or on the backside, Little India.
No. Yes, yes,
because,
yes,
you can go up Mackenzie Road or the backside is either Mackenzie Road, which the MRT is right on the backside of Mackenzie for Little India.
At the foot of where you're talking about, obviously opposite Dhoby Ghaut MRT, is one of my favorite buildings. And to the outsider, it's quite nondescript. McDonald House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I love that building because it's one of the few buildings that makes me, and I don't get homesick, but it makes me quite nostalgic. Obviously, it's built by the British.
Yeah.
It's a brick building.
Yeah.
There's the clue. But I grew up with buildings that looked a lot like McDonald House.
Yeah.
Tremendous history, of course. There was the bombing there.
The bombing, yeah, during the Confrontasi, right?
Yeah, 1965, yep, the Confrontasi, yeah, yep, with the, yep, Indonesians. So it's got the history there. It's a great building because it's so incongruous because it's this brick building next to Plaza Singapura. Then, of course, you've got the Art Deco of the Cathay building just,
right,
to the right, which they kept the facade at the very least. So, and that's between, isn't it? That's sandwiched next to the School of the Arts, which,
mm-hmm,
is a wonderful,
so
new, modern, postmodern almost building, very eco-friendly building. So just at the foot of the hill that you're talking about, there's so much to see around there.
Well, for many decades, I think it was up until almost the 1960s, the Cathay building was the tallest building.
Correct.
In Singapore, right?
Correct.
Late 50s, I think, I read somewhere. So yeah, there are lots of history. And there's a channel right there that most people don't know, right behind McDonald House. There's actually an open river.
That's right.
Which was part of the Stanford Canal, I believe, which you used to be open all the way out to the sea, and now it's covered by Stanford Road.
Mm.
But the other day I was running by there, and it hadn't rained for a few days, so the water was still. And the fish you could see in there, and they were big. They were, you know, probably 15, 20 centimeters long, lots of them just right in that canal, because it's one of the few places where it's open to the sky. That original one of those feeders that went into the bay.
Another success story. You know, we've cleaned up our rivers and reservoirs and canals because it all feeds into our water catchment system. We've got more wildlife now than arguably any time since independence.
Yeah.
That's a positive.
Yeah. That's been great. Anyway, we aren't encouraging you necessarily to spend all your time outdoors. We do still need to socially distance, but if you do need to get out, you know, for your 20 or 30 minutes a day for some exercise, you head up by Buangkok up in that area in the northeast, or even right in the center of town, someplace as simple as Mount Emily. And there is that walking that's the tree walking trail. Basically starts at the Astana and goes all the way down into CBD.
Yeah.
And that one, you know, a chance to walk through that part of town that, frankly, there aren't a lot of people there right now. And you get a chance to stop and look at different trees along the way. And they have the signboards.
It's as good a time as any to do it because we have to exercise. Just follow the guidelines, socially distance, and please, take my wife.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.